Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is a blessed day, saints, and I'm glad to be one in the number, still able to praise God and give glory unto his mighty name. We thank God for this day and for all the marvelous things that he is doing in our lives. We thank God for this radio ministry of Walking in the Light Ministries, and we just pray that it will be a blessing to you and to all to whom that you will share it with. Amen. And we just thank God today for just our a host guest on this afternoon, Pastor Stephen Cooper. Pastor Stephen Cooper, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. God bless you, man of God, and to all the saints in Christ and those that are coming. Welcome you, welcome you, welcome. Amen.
Amen, amen. But, Pastor Cooper, before we get started, we're going to just go into a brief word of prayer. And we're going to ask you tonight if you would just lead us into a brief word of prayer as we get ready to look into the Holy Scriptures of the Word of God. Amen.
Amen. Let us all bow our heads. Our Father God, we this day that we didn't even know about, God, but you made it happen. And God, we come, bow our heads and hum our heart. We come before the throne of grace, God, knowing that you is faithful over all things. And God, we come as your little bitty children, God, asking you to open up our minds, open up our heart, God, that we may receive your written word, God. And God, we ask you right now, God, that you bring them from the south, the north, the east, and the west. And God, let them have a ear to hear. You said that them that have a ear, let them hear what the word of God says. And God, let them receive it in Jesus' name. And God, then we ask you to touch their heart, God, that it might be a word there for them, God, to receive in healing, God, in directing them to the kingdom of God. God, first of all, let us seek ye your kingdom first and your righteousness. Not our righteousness, God, but your righteousness. And God, let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And God, we'll give you all the thanks and all the glory belong to you in the name of Jesus. And then, God, we ask you to look over your word. And God, take care. You're a God that take care of your word. Your word never come back unto you, Father God. And we thank you for your word. We thank you, and we ask you to anoint Pastor Graham head from his head to his toe. Pastor Cooper here from his head to his toe, God. And God, let us be true about your word and ensuring it with your people, God. In Jesus' mighty name, bless everyone. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Cooper. Amen. We're going to take off where we left off last Saturday. We had a little technical difficulty, but we know we're going to keep moving on in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And we were talking about do you think that you are too smart to be deceived? So we titled this week's lesson the same as Do You Think That You Are Too Smart to Be Deceived, Part 2. Because we wanted to finish off what God was revealing to us that we could share with the people of God, that they can look at not only at themselves, but just be alert of the enemy and how the way the enemy tries to attack us. You know, one we were talking about over there in the book of St. Matthew, if you have your Bibles, I would like for you to turn that with me, Matthew, the 24th chapter. We was over there in Matthew chapter 24. And in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus and his disciples, at the beginning of Matthew 24, they were just leaving the temple. And Jesus said to his disciples, he said that this temple that you're looking at, that it will see, in verse 2 it says that, and Jesus said unto them, see ye not that all these things, verily I say unto you, that there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And the Bible says in verse 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? You know, today many people don't believe that the Lord is coming back. But I beg to differ with them. The Lord is coming back, just like he promised
Amen.
He would. He's coming back. You know,
nice.
and verse 4, Jesus told them, and he's speaking to us as well in this day. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. He said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. You know, my brothers and my sisters, when we think about that word deceive can be translated, or the definition of that word deceive can be to be misled by a false appearance or a false statement. Sometimes you can be misled by something that you think looks right, but really is wrong. Or someone can say something to you that you think it is the truth, and it turns out to be a lie. You know,
Amen.
The Bible tells us, and we were discussing that, the Bible tells us over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 14 says, for Satan himself masquerade or transforms as an angel of light. See?
Amen.
See, even today, Satan is trying to deceive God's people.
Amen.
Since the beginning of the of Adam and Eve in the garden, he's been deceiving man ever since. And he will still, if we give him the opportunity, he still will try to deceive us on today. We have to be alert, the Bible tells us, like we were talking about the previous weeks back. It says, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because the adversary, your devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. See?
Uh-huh.
And we want to share this with the people of God on tonight, because we want you to be alert of what is going on in the world today. And we're not here to pick on anybody, but we're just here to shine the light of God's word that you may see how to get out of that dark situation that you were in your life, that you may see how you can get out of that if you just only look towards the light that is shining upon the word of God. You see? So today we're going to be talking a little about being deceived and how, if you're not careful, you can be deceived. Before I turn over to Pastor Cooper, I want to just add a little bit more to that. And one thing we have to keep in mind about being deceived, there's three ways the devil tries to deceive us. He comes at us through the lust of the flesh. We find out that over there in Luke chapter 4, when Jesus, after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights by the Holy Spirit, the Bible said, then comes Satan to tempt him. See?
Yes.
Satan didn't tempt him while he was in the fast, but after he finished the fast, then comes Satan to tempt him. And how did Satan tempt him? Satan tempted him with, number one, by the lust of the flesh. Satan knew that Jesus hadn't eaten anything and that the body was hungry. You know, sometimes your enemy will study you. He will study you in ways that you know not of. So Satan told Jesus that he should turn these stones into bread. See, but Jesus came back with him with the word of God. Jesus told him, say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You see?
Amen.
And then the second way the temptation was to Jesus' soul. Tried to get him through the soul, through the lust of the eye. See?
Mm-hmm.
He tried to took him up there on a pinnacle, and he said, and Satan told Jesus, say, all these kingdoms I will give you if you will just bow down and worship me.
Mm-hmm.
See? And Jesus told him, say, get behind me, Satan. You shall not worship. Mm-hmm. You shall worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall ye serve.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the third way Satan tries to get us and tries to deceive us is through our spirit. See, it's called the pride of life. See, we all done been there where we thought more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. James say we shouldn't think that highly of ourselves to deceive ourselves. Come on, somebody. See, James tell us when we think highly of ourselves, we only deceiving ourselves. See?
Amen.
But Jesus says that you shall, he said, Satan told him, say, throw yourself down from the top of the temple. If you throw yourself down, say, the word says that he will give his angels charge over you to keep you from all your ways. See? And
Amen.
Jesus told him, say, that you shall not tempt the Lord your God. See, sometimes when you're walking in pride, you're tempting God. See?
Yeah.
And that's something we shouldn't do. We shouldn't tempt God. But Satan will use those three ways to try to get us to walk in deception and even try to deceive us so he can come in and try to bring more havoc to our lives in one way or another.
Amen.
And therefore, we have to be careful because in the last days, Jesus said that take heed that no man deceive you. And Pastor Cooper, one thing I would say that if we don't see nothing else that's going on in our lifetime, we sure see a lot of deception going on. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Cooper, help me out with that a little bit, sir, if you would. I'm gonna leave it right there with you, Pastor Cooper. We got deception on every side, Pastor Cooper.
Yes, amen. Amen. I like that praise the Lord. I like that. In that scripture, the 24th chapter of Matthew, ran about the fourth verse. It saying Jesus was answering and said unto them, take heed.
Yeah.
Take heed, no man, underline no man, deceive you. Man, we got people that have come to you just for their own want to receive something from you, and they make it like it's urgent. That they must give what you got.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
People would tell a lie just to gain what they think you got for them. They would want to gain that way the enemy is that come nigh us. And we don't know which way he's coming, but we know he's in the hour.
Yes.
In this hour, what we see, what we call heaven, and he would come deceiving you, saying that everything is gonna be all right.
Yes.
You better know what voice you are hearing, because the devil try to trick you in turning the word around and saying that you got a leprosy and you keep on doing what you're doing and not looking unto the hill from which come your help. Come to deceive, telling you everything is going to be all right. But have you sought the one that is the savior of the world?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll go to other things trying to take these pills to prolong life that they give us, and we take these pills that are messing up what you're taking them for. Might help you a little bit on that side, but when you take them pills, it might cause problems some other place. Amen.
Yeah.
But the devil is cunning. The devil is cunning, and he's like a roaring lion. That's where he brings fear into you.
Yeah.
And he didn't say he was a roaring lion. He's like a roaring lion. And he come to try to lead you into a place where you by yourself, oh, I ain't going to make it. See, you spoke that up on yourself because Proverbs 18:21 say death and life is in the power of the tongue. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. Amen?
Yes.
But
amen.
Deceitful guilt, let me share this with y'all. Guilt involving deceit. Deceiving or misled others. Marked by deliberation, deceptionist, especially by pretending one set of feeling and acting under the influence of another. See,
yes.
He come to deceive, and he come a bring deception, and you got to be careful with those words because the deceit and is running in the same category because it, what it leads you up to is sin.
Yes.
Watch this. It say sin tricked us into wanting that which we know will destroy us.
Amen.
We got to be careful about the devil. He say, let no man, that means your daddy, your uncle,
yeah.
everybody that you know, let no man. See, you don't fall after the man. You fall after the man as he following God. If he ain't following God, if it's prosthetic, don't follow him. That means it's false. Amen.
And you know, Pastor, over there I was reminded of the scripture in Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. See, he said, who can know it? See? The Bible is telling us that we don't even know our own heart. See,
come on now.
Because the heart is wicked. Say the heart is deceitful and above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know their heart?
Amen.
That their heart won't lead them down an evil path. You see?
Amen.
The flesh is something that we shouldn't put no trust in. See?
Amen.
See, our flesh will take us to places that we don't want to go. See?
Amen.
And when it takes us to that place, it will keep us longer than we want to stay.
Amen.
And then we be looking for a way out, but we have no way out because once sin draws us in, then sin is not going to cut us loose until sin produces death in our life.
Amen. That's what the Bible says.
Amen. See, and we have to be careful. The Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. So whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Yes, sir.
Man is reaping what he sows each and every day. And ladies
Amen.
And gentlemen, you got people that while you are sleeping at night, they are planning ways to deceive you.
Amen.
They're planning ways to how they can get your resources, whether it be your personal items or even your material item. They most of the time they're plotting how they can get more money out of you.
Amen.
And you have to have a walk with the Lord to be strong enough to know when you are being deceived and when someone is telling you the truth.
And
many of us, Pastor Cooper, we haven't even gave someone tricking us any thought. I mean, we cut that television on, Pastor Cooper, and I got to go there because to me that thing that we love to cut on all the time, that thing deceives us more than anything.
Amen. See? Amen.
Because when we cut it on, oh my Lord! When we cut it on, we always being deceived one way or another. See?
Amen.
Because things on there don't appear what they seem to be. See? And the people that's deceiving us, they got a motive, and their motive is not righteous, but their motive is evil.
Amen.
See? And we have to know how to discern right from wrong. But you can only discern right from wrong if you are in Christ and have the Holy Spirit living on the inside.
Amen.
The Bible tells us over there in James chapter 4 and verse 7, it says, submit yourselves then to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen.
See, what people don't realize is that the devil will run over them like a army tank. It will just, because the devil, people don't realize this, but the devil is more powerful than we are if you're not in Christ.
Amen.
And we stand only when we first submit ourselves to God, then we can stand up and fight against the wiles of the devil. See?
Amen.
It's only in Jesus Christ that we stand and we get the strength to fight against the wiles of the devil. See? But we first gotta submit ourselves to God.
Amen. That's it. Amen.
See? Through prayer and through a devotional life, you know.
Amen.
See? Of which prayer is a part of. See? That means, Pastor Cooper, I gotta have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ every day.
Amen. Amen.
I can't just pick him up on Sunday morning. See?
Amen.
But I gotta pray to him every day. I gotta talk to him every day, and just let him know how my day is going.
Amen.
Sometimes I don't have the best days out here, but I let the Lord know, Lord, I need your help right now.
Yes, Lord.
Some days I'll be feeling pretty good out here, and I say, Lord, I just want to thank you for allowing me to feel good on this day.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes my body be racking with so much pain sometimes, but I say, Lord, I thank you. You see?
Yes, Lord.
See? Because yes, he's the Lord. Only one that can do anything about it.
Amen.
I don't look to man, but I look to a holy God. See?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
See?
Amen.
See? And when we meditate on God's word, on the word of God, and become submissive to the teaching of the word of God, positive results would happen in our life. We will begin to have a begin to walk in a way and in an understanding that God will lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. We will know when someone is trying to pull a fast one over on.
Amen.
You see? See, I cannot tell when someone is trying to deceive me if the Holy Spirit don't reveal it unto me.
Amen.
James said like this here. James in James chapter 1 and verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, Let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth it not, and it shall be given unto him.
That's it.
See?
Amen.
We ask God for his wisdom. Lord, okay, Lord, I don't understand this whole situation there, but Lord, show me what I need to do in this situation. See?
Amen.
But Pastor Cooper, look how many of us walk around thinking that we don't need God's help, thinking we are too smart within ourselves that nobody can't deceive us.
Amen.
And yet, still in this world, we are being deceived every day.
Every day. Every day. Somebody out there trying to trick you.
Come on now. Come on now.
Now, let me add on to that. Now, every one of us, we could say in life, done told some kind of lie. Where a little lie, a little white lie, a black lie, you know, those lies will separate us sometime of what kind of lie it is. But, but I want to say with y'all, a lie is just a lie. It don't matter where it's white, black, purple, pink, or what. It's a lie. It's a lying is the act of telling someone known to be false. Deceiving is use some sort of plot for personal advantage. First John 1:8 say, if we say, oh, I have no sin. My. If we say that we have no sin, guess what, people? Women's and men's of God, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Come on now, that's it.
To make a statement, carried out a act, or using someone deceive intent to mislead, fraud, or trick. You know, we've got a lot of forgery going on, and we got a lot of tricks out there. People are on all corners, and they getting these disability checks. They bring out all the tricks. They holding babies up out there on the street saying, I just need a few dollars to go and get my baby some pampers, and there are pampers laying on the ground. Amen.
Yeah.
See, people to throw trickery into you so you could soar into them. He said, give when you give freely. Giving freely is freely from the heart. Ain't nothing right about it. But why, Pastor Graham, I want to share this one more thing. The heart is the above all things, and this separately sick. Who can understand it? Amen. Jeremiah 9:10. The Lord search the heart. God search your heart. No matter where you are. You got to give account on that day that you stand before him. God's the heart. Watch this, though. And the test, the mind, to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deed. Amen? Now, if your deed is smart, oh, my God, you walking in the darkness instead of the light. The things that is in the darkness and you so much love walking in the darkness instead of the light, you're going to have to give account for those dark beasts.
Yeah.
They say he slain on the just. Oh, my God. His will is the unjust. He ain't going to let no tree be turned over. See, you got to give account. How you say things to people, how you bring about treating people. God says, love ye one another. So try to strike one another down.
Yeah.
God says, forgive one another. Sometime, Pastor Graham, we'll have forgiveness all the way to the grave and have not forgiven nobody. But he, Abba say, how can my Father, which is in heaven, forgive you when you haven't forgiven your brother that you see daily?
Yeah.
Oh, I was in a situation this week, y'all. Young man came up and he started talking kind of rough to me, and with that same, you got to watch them spirits, with that same spirit that he spoke unto about, oh my God, I had to bring myself to repentance, because the same he gave, I gave back to him. And I studied the word of God. You say we ain't got no pastor, preacher, missionary, evangelist. Don't have all. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
The spirit in flesh war daily.
Yeah.
And if you ain't been there, you're going to be there one day.
Yeah,
one day closer, you can get to it. But I just want you to know that the devil, our adversary, He petitioned against us daily.
Yeah.
It's where he allow us to fall into his temptation of doing things that we know ain't right of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And the word tell us that all have sinned and fallen short of the mark of the glory of God.
That's it.
And because we all sin, we are subject to fall sometime. Don't you let nobody tell you because if they came to Jesus Christ, they was walking perfectly. No, that's easy. That person is deceiving themselves right there. Because we all, as long as you're in this fleshly body, you're going to make a mistake.
Amen.
Your spirit man is made new. Your spirit man is born again. But this flesh is subject to sin. That's why I often tell people that God has always given us a way out. He said in John that we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
That's it.
God knows that we're going to mess up.
Yes.
He already knows that. And we live in a world where people do not want to take their bad actions seriously. They minimize saying that it really doesn't matter or it doesn't matter much. See, you got some people that when they're out there and they do bad things, that don't matter. No, that ain't gonna hurt nobody. But somebody, they don't realize they're hurting. Number one, they're hurting God, because he expects them to act better than that situation. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So it matters to God what we do, whether positively or negatively, it matters to God. See?
Amen.
See? And it has always helped me when I find myself drifting into that kind of thinking. I think back to what C.S. Lewis said one time. C.S. Lewis said this, and I wrote this down, and I just want to read this to you, what C.S. Lewis said about when we find ourselves doing something and we think, oh, ain't nothing wrong with doing that little sin. See?
Amen.
C.S. Lewis said it like this. He said, every time you make a choice, you are turning to the central part of you. He said, the part of you that fuses into something a little different from what it was before, and taking your life as a whole. He said, with all your immutable choices, all your life long, you are slowly turning this central thing either into a heavenly creature or into a hellish creature. He said, either into a creature that is in harmony with God and with other creatures and with itself, or else into one that is in a state of war with and hatred with God. See, you either coming to God or you going away from God. See?
Amen.
And he says, and with its fellow creatures and with itself, he says, to be the one kind of creature is heaven. That is, it is joy and peace and knowledge and power. But he said to be the other means madness, horror, idiocy, rage, impotence, and eternal loneliness. You hear that, my brothers and sisters? When you tend to walk in evil and act evil, it's going to lead you to an eternal sea of loneliness. That means you're going to spend eternity of loneliness, because guess what? When you are walking in madness and horror and idiocy and rage and impotency, God doesn't have anything to do with you.
Amen.
And it leads you to yourself. You know, he let us know that men and women, we are eternal beings. And if we are only creatures of this life, if we live and die now, that is the end of it. Then it does not really matter a whole lot what we do. He said, you can go ahead and be the most evilest person in the world. If it doesn't matter to you, it ain't going to matter. But at the end of your life, it's all over with. I remember a person used to walk this earth. They executed the man, but the person used to walk this earth many, many years ago, name was Jeffrey Dahmer. And Jeffrey Dahmer had done some evil things in America. But when they executed him, his life was all over. He couldn't do those evil things no more, because he was no longer here on this earth. You see? And he said, all you have to deal with is the disposal of a disgusting portrait. That means you have you painted a picture of a disgusting person, and nobody want to look at that portrait. But if we are eternal beings, then the choices we make matter eternally, and they matter to God. See, God is watching us, how we act in certain situations. Are we going to walk in truth, or are we going to walk in a lie? You see? He wants to know what we're going to do in a certain situation. Are we going to walk with a righteous heart that Christ has given us, or are we going to turn and walk in an evil manner to where it doesn't bring glory unto God?
Amen.
The number one enemy to us, and hear me, my brothers and sisters, the number one enemy to us is ignorance. I'm going to say that again. The number one enemy to us is ignorance.
Amen.
Hosea said in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, God said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You hear that, my brothers and sisters? You hear that? God said we are destroyed for the lack of knowledge when we allow ourselves to be deceived.
Yes, Lord.
You see? And then when we allow ourselves to be deceived, then we walking in the area of fear, because now we are believing something that's not really real. Or we're believing something that is a lie. So we are walking in fear, And one thing about the world that we live in today is fear is selling, and people who want what you got or want the money out of your pocket will give you the fear that you need so they can promote their evil agenda in your life.
Yes, Lord.
A lot of people make a lot of money off of people being afraid. Hear me, my
Amen.
Brothers and sisters. A lot of people
Amen.
Make a lot of money off of that because they know if they got you walking in fear, they got control of your mind. Guess what? Because if you're walking in fear, they're going to now be able to control your life. See?
Amen.
And the thing that you're walking with is fear, and they control you. And the thing that you are fearful of is just all a big lie because somebody done deceived you.
Amen.
See? 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear," he said, "but of power and of love and of a sound mind." See, God has given you a sound mind today if you would just trust him and follow him.
Yes, amen.
Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart, need not that our own understanding. See?
Mm-hmm.
We got to trust in our Heavenly Father that he will guide us and lead us in the way he will have us to go. Proverbs 20 and verse 27 said, "The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward depths of his heart."
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You hear that, my brothers and sisters? God,
yes,
our spirit is the lamp of the Lord. God will guide you and direct you from your inner spirit. See, he will give you that wisdom that you need to get out of that situation or even to navigate around that situation in your life.
Amen.
And we have to follow his truth. As I was praying about this, the Holy Spirit brought to my attention about, you know, it can't be two wills when you're dealing with God.
He said, now let me
show you something. He said, now you remember Jesus, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said,
Amen.
Jesus went away from his disciples. He went off and prayed a little while. And Jesus, he loved his disciples. He loved everybody that was following him. And Jesus really didn't want to leave them. So Jesus went off and he was praying. And he was praying,
yeah.
"Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." Jesus
Amen.
Was on his way to the cross, you see, to die for your sins and my sins, you see. And he said, "If it's possible, Father, let this cup pass from me." But then Jesus said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done."
Amen.
See, when we go to God in prayer, we got our will, we got to cast it out. See?
Amen.
We have to cast our will out, and we have to go before the Father and say, "Father, I'm going to trust you for whatever your will is in this situation." Oh, help me, somebody. Help me, Rev.
Amen.
We got to go to God and we got to say, "God, whatever your will is in this situation, I'm going to trust you that you're going to see me through this one way or another."
Amen. One thing that came up in my spirit as you were speaking, people will say they fall in Jesus and have not fellowship with him. Well,
yeah.
How can you follow someone that you have no fellowship with? You don't know nothing about him and who he is.
Yeah.
And he is to God. But watch this, Pastor. John was telling us something right here. John was telling us the first chapter of John was telling us in the sixth verse, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. How can you have fellowship with Christ Jesus and you walking in darkness? I say, Pastor Pam, that if I take one step in darkness and don't see and take another step in darkness and don't see that hole, that means that hole is directly at where I'm stepping in. I might fall in it and not get out of it. So if I'm walking in the, I could see that hole. Amen. Yeah. And it says, in darkness we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another. Yeah. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleans us all sin.
Yeah.
And at verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth not in us. But the Bible says, sin, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to clean us from all unrighteousness. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus, if we know him in grace, and walk with him. I ain't talking about just on Sunday and you go back to your very act of the flesh and of the world. I'm talking about walking with him daily. You know, bear with me for a moment. I got to share something with you. A brother came up to me. My white brother came up to me. He says, he says, have you took the shot? And I ain't want to go here, but the Holy Spirit urged me to go here. I said, no, sir, I ain't took the shot. And by the grace of God, I ain't going to take no shot because I wasn't led. I'm led. I tell people I'm led by the Spirit of God and not the Spirit of man. That I walk in the and not in darkness. He even revealed some ugly things that I'm still not clear of. Come on, somebody. And so, you know, I told him I wasn't taking no shot. I trust God. In the Bible, my heart is I'm sold out. My heart is sold out unto the Lord. And he say, even though if I die, I'm going to live again. He say, even though I die, I'm going to live again because I'm in him. He say, in that old get up day, in that getting up day, I'm going to get up with him. So I'm running fearful if I trust God. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he give it right to doctors and all on this earth. But I'm going to put doctors and all before God before I go to him, which know all.
Yeah.
Amen. I got to stick with what I know because I found my first love. Oh, I didn't want to come to him because sin started entering into your flesh. We was born in sin, shaped into iniquity. We got to go on about our ways of the world, and after I tried our people of God, I find out it wasn't no good thing that dwell in the heart of me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
And I do it no more. I got to trust God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And
amen.
His will has to become our will.
Amen. See, that's it. Right there.
If I'm walking with him, Jesus if I'm walking with him, see, if I'm walking with God, I got to trust the one who knows that what's going to happen in this day or that night. I got to trust he will put a hedge of protection around me, and he will put his angels around me to keep me in all my ways. Yeah, I have to trust him to be the God that I say he is in my life. If I say he's my protector, I got to trust him as my protector.
Yeah.
See? If I say he's my healer, I got to trust him as my healer.
Amen.
See, I'm saying this because I want people to see that you have to take God with you everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go. Amen. That's it.
Because we got people out here that would deceive you and lead you down a path that you don't want to go. You can go in a hospital, and here comes a doctor walking down the aisle with his doctor gown on, and he comes to you and he tells you about some situations that's going on in your life, and you rather believe the doctor than you believe the word of God, when all you had to do was go to God and God would have showed you what to do.
Yes, Lord.
See, God will show you. God will say, okay, well, I want you to go to that doctor because he's going to do some things to you and he's going to heal you. And you will have peace to go into that doctor. But the problem with a lot of us is that we don't seek God first. We just go upon impulse and let the flesh lead us. And when we let the flesh lead us, what we are trying to say to you tonight is that the flesh will deceive you.
Yes, Lord.
Because the flesh deceives you because that's the playground where Satan plays at. You see? But if you allow yourself to be led by the Spirit, I'm reminded of what God said over there in Jeremiah 33:3. He said, call upon me and I will answer thee and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
Mm-hmm.
See, God will answer you. I mean, God loves us. He will answer. He will not keep us in the dark about anything. He will shine his light of truth on everything that's going on in our life.
Yes.
Just try him this week as you begin to go about your everyday endeavors. Just try God. Just when something comes to you that doesn't seem right, just say, Lord, what shall I do in this situation?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And God will shine the light. If it's truth, you will get peace. But if it's not truth, what they are trying to tell you or trying to do to you, God will shine the light on that thing, and he will bring that thing to you so quick into your mind, into your spirit. When they say a word, God will say, see, I told you. I told you it wasn't for you. See?
Yes.
And God will show you that if you would just trust God to lead you.
Yeah.
What we're trying to say tonight is we shouldn't be thinking that we are too smart not to be deceived in ourselves. See? But we should be looking unto our Heavenly Father each and every day of our lives, seeking his counsel and his wisdom, and asking him what to do in every situation. Don't never let the devil tell you that God don't want to hear from you, that God is too busy right now. That's a lie from the devil.
It's a lie.
God wants to talk to you every day and every night. If you want to talk that long, God wants to talk to you. And the Bible says sometimes he say while we are yet praying to him, he already given us the answer.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Ha.
See?
Thank you.
See? Yes. He already given us the answer. He's already telling us what to do in a situation and how to do it if we would just be still and know that he is God.
See? Yes, Lord.
And that's all we got to do. We got to trust him in everything.
Yes.
We trust him and we follow him. And when we trust him and we follow him, ladies and gentlemen, when we trust him and follow him, oh, God will not let the devil deceive you because you belong to God, those of you who are born again. You see, you belong to God, and God will lead you, and he will guide you in the way he wants you to go.
Thank you, Lord.
See?
Thank you, Lord.
All we got to do is just trust him on today.
Yes, we
just trust him and we just walk with him on today and watch him work.
Come
I like what David said. Yeah, I like what David said over there in Psalm 27. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear?
Amen.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Yes, Lord.
He said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Yes.
See, somebody had it out for him. See?
Yeah.
That somebody was Satan and his demons. See, they had it out for him, and they were using other people to try to get to David.
Yeah.
See, Satan could be using other people to try to get to you. See?
Yes, Lord. See?
They're coming at you with an evil heart, but you got to have the confidence to know that God is with you. See?
Yes, Lord.
See? He says, though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. He said, though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. He said,
yes, Lord.
One thing have I desire of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple.
His temple.
Oh, God. God is there, my brothers and sisters. He's there for you today. See?
Yes.
He's there. See?
Mm-hmm.
When I leave the house in the morning times, and when I go out, Holy Spirit, I'm trusting you today. Cover me today. Show me what I need to do. See?
Yeah.
And a peace will come upon me, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
See?
Yes, Lord.
A peace will come upon me.
Yes.
And when that peace comes upon you, that's the peace of God. See, Satan don't have no peace.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
see?
Lord.
All Satan has is confusion.
Come on now.
See?
Come on.
Confusion and heartache and pain. You
yes,
see?
Lord.
But the Bible says, the peace of God shall guide and rule your hearts through Christ Jesus.
That's it.
You want to know what you should do when you pray, after you pray? Always follow the peace. Wherever you sensing peace at in your life, always follow the peace. You follow the peace and you'll be led by God.
Amen. Be expecting of what you're praying for.
Come on now.
Amen. That prayer ain't getting no higher than your ceiling.
So if I'm
pregnant with the word of God, I ought to be expecting to conceive the word of God that it is true and make every man be alive.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sometime in life, I remember when my relationship wasn't so trusting God. I learned to trust Him, and
time when
pain is running in my body, I got a testimony here. When I didn't feel like I didn't want to, I drive 18 wheelers, been driving for over 30 some years, and when I came off Farley, I can't walk hardly by the power of God. I struggled in that truck. And I turned around. I don't forget that he helped me within that, in those hours that I had to be at work. I crawl up in the truck, and I'm trying to tell y'all something. If you depend on him and cast all your cares on him, for he cared for you and everybody on this earth. I'm trying to tell y'all something, that he will help you. Because he helped. I called Pastor Graham sometime, and he called me, and he said, "How you doing, Brother Cooper?" I say, "I'm struggling, but I'm gonna be all right." I say, "Because my helper here, they're helping me along the way, and he would send somebody in faith that helped you." I had people even opening the doors for me of the trailer and closing the door. They say, "Cooper, we got you." Now, ain't that like y'all? One stroke and one helping. God is God. Mm-hmm. I know God to be true and every man to be alive. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let no man deceive you. Study this word for yourself. Don't my pastor preach a pretty sermon, and you got to be careful that you put man before God. It ain't about us. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, rose on the third day, that we might have life. Our life don't keep going after this life end, unless we in Christ. Tell y'all, get urgent and run to Christ. We in some last and terrible days, y'all. We in some terrible days. He is running the household. God has put man over his household. They doing and saying all kind of things, looking at all kind of program on Facebook and on TV and all. Oh, I ain't want to go there, but the Holy Spirit carried me there. We got to be vigilant, sober and vigilant, that our adversary, the devil, don't condemn us. We got to be alert now at the times we are in. And they say, "How man ought to pray." We ought to always pray, even going to the grocery store. Before we go, we need to pray. We need to pray when our wife covering her when she going in and out of the house. Pray. They coming on the job, y'all. They coming all in the post office. They coming everywhere. We in some end times, y'all. This ain't time to play around with your soul. This ain't time to play church. It just ain't time, y'all. Y'all get it right with Jesus. He's coming back. He's coming back to judge you. It say once appointed a man to die, then there comes judgment. You have appointed time. I have appointed time. My heart cry out to get it right with him. You don't get it right with nobody else. Get it right with him. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 And that's the purpose of why we do what we do. Because God has shown us the need for doing what we do. See, it's so many out there today that are walking around in darkness and don't even see the light. See? When you're walking around in darkness, when you're walking around in darkness, everything looks the same.
Amen.
Because you can't tell what's in the room, because everything in the room is dark.
Come on, man.
But when the light is shining in the room, you see, then Then when the light is shined, then come the truth. Because now when you shine light into a dark room, now the things that was in the dark room are now being revealed.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, y'all think I'm talking about just a dark room in a house or a home or a building. No, I'm talking about the dark room in your heart today.
Yes.
I'm talking about when you allowing evil to preside in your heart, and you think there's nothing wrong with that for a little evil to be in my heart. See?
Yeah.
See? But the Bible tells me that evil communications corrupt good character.
My.
See?
My God.
It will corrupt you. See? It leads you down a road that you don't want to go down, my brothers and my sisters. See?
Yes,
and we have to be careful. We have to be careful of that. See? We have to trust God. And when we trust God, listen to me now. When we trust God, he will shine the light on those things that need to be shined on, because God will not, if you call upon him, he will not leave you in darkness.
Come on now.
He ain't going to leave you there if you call upon him with a sincere heart. You see? See? Things are coming. We're sharing this because things are about, oh my Lord, things are about to come upon this land, my brothers and my sisters, that's going to confuse you greatly. And if you don't have a walk with God, you're going to be deceived and you're going to fall for the trick of the devil.
Come on now. My God, it's urgent. It's urgent.
I'm telling you what the Holy Spirit is revealing. I'm telling you now, you got to have a relationship with God, not with man, but with God. You got to have a relationship with him so you will know how to escape the danger that's about to hit the land.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
If you think your mankind care for you, mankind that don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, if you think they care for you, you better think again.
Come on now.
See? Amen. They're being used by the devil. If you're not being used, if you're not allowing God to use you, you're being used by the devil. See, it ain't no middle ground. You're either serving God or you're serving the devil.
Amen. Well, Pastor Graham, can I share something to the audience for a minute? All the spirits just gave me. Pastor Graham, to God be the glory. You know what? Let me share with y'all. You know, the intent of a man is to fam him a wife. But the intent of the heart is to lay down with that woman and sleep in and snow in that woman's face for so many years till he or she make up her mind. His mind to be in marriage. Watch this now. But I have went to Christ and asked him to lead me to a wife or give me a wife. But the same that man, that woman asked for marriage, and that man come back and he say, give me a couple of more years and I bring you an answer before you. And watch this. This how you be deceived by thinking that something is true and it's coming to pass when it don't come to pass. He say, and then things come unravel, and then he say, I never intend to marry you in the first place.
My Lord.
I was
my Lord.
See, that's how deceived could deception become a lie, and then that lie become a sin. Because first of all, you're ready laying down with us and deceive. It's better to marry than to burn.
Yeah.
You believe
that.
Now you get burned by sin, by laying in sin, And then all kind of things, that woman that he done laid with, and done laid with you, and that man she done laid with you also. So you got to quit being deceived by the enemy, because the self-deception brings sin in your life.
Yeah.
Self-deception ain't nothing but the trickery of the enemy.
Amen.
And this guy, he keep telling himself the same old lie. He she reject truth. Even though it is clear he or she recognized it, he's intentionally misled himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't know because he doesn't want to know. See, sometimes we don't want to hear the truth. Somebody tell me that, hey, man, you got a knot on your head, and I don't see that knot. Well, I won't believe it until I go look in the mirror. See, but we got to quit listening to the devil and hear God. He say, my sheep, hear my voice. He say, my sheep, my voice, and they need to know of it. We got to quit running with self, doing the dark deeds. In the darkness, they can't see you. But when you come to the light, it'll be known.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Oh,
yes,
this
Lord.
Is a powerful subject here. It's a powerful subject.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Because it lets us see that none of us is exempt from being deceived.
See? Come on now.
See?
That's it.
I mean, we have to really, like the Bible says, we got to be sober and be vigilant, see? Because we do have an adversary, whether you want to believe that or not. All you got to do is look at the trials and tribulations that you experience in your life.
Mom.
You know, you ain't, most of those tribulations that you're going through, you ain't bringing them on yourself. Sometimes you be minding your own business and trouble finds you.
Come on now.
See?
Yes, Lord.
See, so we have to be mindful of the trickery of the enemy, and when we trust God, God will raise up a standard.
The
Bible says when the enemy come in like a flood, say God will raise up a standard against him. What is that standard God will raise up against him? Okay, I'm gonna share this with you, God. When the enemy come in like a flood, God will tell you, okay, move to the left, or he might tell you to move to the right. See,
come on.
Or you might tell you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Bible said God will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go.
Amen.
And it's when we trust him. And ladies and gentlemen, that's in anything we do in life. Anything we do in life. Seeking a mate, a husband, a man looking for a wife, not a woman should be out here looking for a man. Women don't do that. Just pray. Just be like Mary was, minding her own business, serving the Lord, and the Lord sent Joseph to her.
Yeah, see? Come on now.
Don't you be out there looking like some of these preachers are telling y'all to be out there looking for your boy ass. Don't believe that lie. That's not what the Bible teaches.
The Bible says
that he that findeth the wife findeth a good thing and obtain favor from the Lord. See?
Come on now.
So you just stay right there, ladies. You stay right there and you worship God and you trust God and you believe God, and God will send one of his sons to you.
Yes, he will.
He will send them to you, and he will send you a man that will be with you and stick with you.
Yeah.
No matter what trials or tribulations come in that marriage, God, what the Bible said, what God has put together, let no man put us under.
Yes, Lord. Let no man separate.
Yes. No man can separate it. And so whatever the situation may be in your life, or whatever direction, if there's a medical need in your life, you seek God for the answer. You seek God, and God will lead you and guide you the right way. Ladies and gentlemen, I have testimony after testimony, not only about my own personal life, but about my wife's life, how we sought God when sickness tried to attack itself to us. I'm talking about life-threatening sicknesses. Okay,
yes.
I'm talking about the doctor told my wife that they don't even see why she's still here today. But because we seek God, God gave my wife a miracle.
Come on now.
See? It's and Lord. I'm telling you what God would do if you seek him. See?
Hmm.
If you seek him, God will show you how to come out of that thing. The psalmist said like this here in Psalm 23. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me.
Yeah, see? He is with us.
See, it's God that leads you out of that shadow of death where the enemy thought he had you. See?
Yes, Lord.
It's God that's guiding you and leading you when you trust him. See?
Yes.
We have to trust him in everything. And I'm not talking about just saying a prayer and just saying, okay, well, I don't know if God heard it or not, but I'm not gonna bother God no more. No. The Bible says over there in Hebrew that he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him.
It's law.
See, God is a reward of them if you seeking after him. God said over there in Jeremiah, he said, you shall find me when you seek for me with your whole heart.
Yes, wholehearted.
See, you gotta come to him with all of you. You can't come to God shucking and jiving. You can't come to God with no trying to be deceitful. You can't come to God that way. You gotta come to God in spirit and in truth.
And in truth, yes, Lord.
See,
that's it.
That's how we come to our Heavenly Father. We got to come to him in spirit and in truth. And when we come to him in spirit and in truth, God will answer your prayer, my brother and my sister.
Yes,
but watch this now. But when we come to him like Ananias and Sapphira did over in the book of Acts, when we come in the man of God who was filled with the Holy Spirit named Peter asked him a question about the property that they just sold. They lied about the resources that they had. Yeah, we sold it, and this is the only amount of money we got for it. Well, if you don't read the story over there in Acts chapter 5, what happened to them was that they died from lying to the Holy Spirit that was inside of Peter.
Amen.
See, we can't come to God any kind of way because God is nothing to play with.
Come on now.
See, he's nothing to play with.
No, he ain't.
But he loves you, and he will shine. He will give you his grace and his mercy. He will shine it upon you in such a way that the peace that he will place upon you will pass all of your understanding.
Yes, see? Lord, he's God.
When everybody thinks you should be losing your mind, God will give you peace in the midst of that storm.
Come on now.
See?
Yes, Lord.
He will give it to you, but you gotta trust him.
Yes, he will.
And my brothers and my sisters, moving forward in the times that you and I are living in, if you didn't hear nothing we said tonight, I pray that you hear these words I'm about to tell you, these next few words I'm about to say to you. And those next few words is trust in the Lord and him only put your trust.
Yes, come on now.
Trust in the Lord and Him only put your trust, because people are being deceived left and right. People are losing their lives for the deception of man right now as we speak.
Yes, Lord, come on.
I'm telling you what I know, my brothers and my sisters, because it happened in my own family. My own family member was deceived by what man told them, and now he's 6 feet under. We done had a funeral.
Yeah.
But he's 6 feet under because he believed man rather than trusting God.
Come on now.
I'm telling you what I know, and I see it happening every day. And I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. I am fed up with the devil. I am mad with him because I see his tricks, what he's doing to people and to the people of God. And I am sick and tired of what he's doing. As long as God gives me breath in my body, I'm going to share with anyone who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to them.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
It's real, people. It's real. It's real.
Yes.
And it's not only here in America, but it's all around the world.
Around the world. Yes, it is.
It's real.
Yes, it is.
And we need to get our lives right with God, and we need to do it now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We need to do it now. We can't wait no longer. The Bible says, the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Come on now.
See? Harden not your heart.
Yes, come on.
Pastor, you got any few closing words you would like to add before we lead them into a salvation prayer? You got anything you'd like to say before I lead them into a salvation prayer?
The words say to my brothers and sisters, if you ain't got your mind made up, make up your mind. Either going to spend eternal hell. I'm just after to, as the Holy Spirit guide us to tell the truth. Are you going to be with God? Come to him while it's still yet day. Because when night come, no man worketh. Ye seen a dead man, thank God. But I know death going to come on this side. You're either going to come or we're going to be caught up with him, change in the twinkling of an eye. He's coming back, y'all. It could be tonight. Or it could be early in the morning that he come back. But is you ready? Is you ready to meet our Lord and Savior? A lot of people ain't ready. They say, I'm going to tell him this, that, and other. You ain't going to even be able to speak before a holy God. Remember, whatever you had done, were they dark or in the light, you're going to be judged for that deed you have done with what he have shared with you and gave you. I'm telling you, why it's still yet day. Come to him, why it's still day. Amen. I love you all. And like the old woman told me, ain't nothing y'all could do about it. I love you all. And my prayer is with you all. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And we would like to say to our brothers and sisters out there that who have listened to this message that if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, you can get to know him. It's real simple and it's real easy. If you've been convicted by this message, it's an indication to you that God is pulling on you, telling you to come in before it gets too late.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
The word tells us that over in Romans chapter 10 and verse 8, it says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Yes,
and my beloved brothers and sisters, if you would just say this simple prayer with me. believe tonight that Jesus Christ came from the Father to die on the cross for your sins and for my sins.
Yes, Lord.
And if you would just repeat this simple prayer after me, say, Father, I come to you right now to ask you to forgive me of all my sins and my shortcomings. Father God, I believe that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, to die on the cross for my sins. I believe it in my heart and I confess it with my mouth that Jesus Christ died for me and I shall be saved. And if you said that prayer in Jesus Christ's mighty name, if you said that prayer and meant it from your heart, you can be saved. Wow. You have been saved. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. The Bible says over one sinner that repent of their sin.
Glory.
So the angels in heaven are rejoicing because you have asked the Father to forgive you. And guess what? If you ask the Father to forgive you with a sincere heart, guess what? He has forgiven you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
and
Lord.
Holy Spirit, we ask you right now that all who were sincere in their heart, that you come in and you fill them, Holy Spirit. Fill them now in the name of Jesus. And teach them how to walk in you and how to seek the Father as they ought to seek the Father.
In the name of Jesus.
And Father, we give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And we thank you.
Amen.
Well, we thank you, listening audience on this day, for listening to Do You Think That You Are Too Smart to Be Deceived, Part 2. We thank you for tuning in with us and listening on today. And tune in with Pastor Cooper and I next Saturday as we talk about trusting in the Lord. Oh, that's going to be a powerful message when we learn how to trust in the Lord. See?
Amen.
That's a powerful message that is going to be talked about. Amen. Amen. And we thank you all for being here and Walking in the Light Ministries with us on this evening. And we thank you for all that have stayed the course and listened to the message. And I pray that something was said pierce your heart on this day. And I pray that you would share this message with someone else. And we have other messages here on this radio station that you can go back and listen to all the other messages that we have put out there.
Amen.
And remember in your life to give God the glory, God the honor, and God the praise. Give it all to God. Don't give it to man. Give it all to God.
Yes.
And we thank you for listening with us. Pastor Cooper, I want to thank you, sir, for being with us one more time here at Walking in the Light Ministries, for sharing the word as God has placed it upon your heart.
Yes, Lord. And thank you, Pastor Graham. And God bless you and your home and bless all the listeners in their home. That God be with them and till we meet again. God be with you all. And we love you all and we love you evermore. Because of the love of God, no defeat. The love of God, no defeat.
Yeah.
And I pray God for you, too, and your family daily. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So once again, thank you, my brothers and my sisters. And join us next Saturday at 7 p.m. And we're going to be talking about trusting in the Lord. Go in peace,
Lord.
And may God's richest blessings be yours.